CourageousChristianFather.com, boldly blogging for God, being led by the Holy Spirit to help others know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. CourageousChristianFather.com.
Hi there, this is Steve with CourageousChristianFather.com. Got another episode of a podcast. This is something that's recently I just found out about, and I just want to talk about a man is not a gender, like a woman, just like Emmanuel Cleaver did, who's a practicing Methodist in the 117th Congressional Prayer on Sunday, January the 3rd. Just want to say that it's not a gender or anything like that. We don't pray to any other gods but to God the Father in heaven. He prayed to multiple gods in his prayer too, and closed with a man and a woman in his prayer. If you're not familiar, it's something that's been popular right now about going through. I like what Representative Guy Rush, I can't say his last name, but he said, amen is Latin, so be it. It's not a gender word. And unfortunately, facts are irrelevant to progressive unbelievable. And that was like something he said in a tweet. You can check my blog out, CourageousChristianFather.com. I'm posting this as a blog and this podcast episode. I also have one about amen and what it means, such as words is in Greek and Hebrew. Verily, true, so be it, truth, at the end, may it be fulfilled, in agreement with. You know, that's what it was. I'm not good on the Greek or Hebrew, but if you want to look it up, the Hebrew Strong's H543 and the Greek Strong's G281. I like what Wally said today. He mentioned something about going to a restaurant. He goes, well, now instead of asking for a menu, we'll just have to ask for a womenu instead. But just check it out. And, you know, I agree that it is not a gender. We don't put a gender to amen on it. Representative Michael Guest mentioned this prayer was met with immediate backlash, which I wouldn't doubt, and being shocking and offensive, which it was. It's both shocking and it was offensive since he was a pastor. He's a pastor of a Methodist church. Representative Guest also put amen as an affirmation statement that expresses approval or agreement at the end of a prayer and in no way denotes gender. Closing a prayer in this manner is disrespectful to all people of faith. And I do agree with Representative Guest there. I do believe this was an offensive prayer. And the fact that he prayed with other gods, as I mentioned, and he's putting a gender on the affirmation closing. Thank you for listening. And I will plan to have more podcast episodes in the future. And be sure to subscribe to Courageous Christian Fathers blog, the podcast, and also on social media. Thank you and have a good day.